Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
You know, you would think that after the hundreds and hundreds of Waiting by the Phones that we have aired, that there would finally be a time where we'd be like, well, looks like nobody's ghosted anymore. But unfortunately, that's not the case.
Seriously.
Justin is looking for our help, and we're here for you. Justin, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks.
Hello. So,
tell us a backstory with Tara, and then we're going to see if we can get an answer for you.
All right, cool. So I'm a server. Tara, I met her when I was serving at my restaurant downtown, and she came in with her mom, like one of those, you know, cute little two tops. I waited on them, and she's honestly like, it was one of those tables that you kind of dream of. Easy table, great attitudes. Like, she and her mom were both like super conversational, friendly, and Tara and I get to talking almost immediately, and her mom was hilarious. Like, obviously trying to like set us up and like laying it on thick, right?
Now, do you flirt as a server? I mean, like, is that a thing?
You know, not really. I know people that do and use it as like a tactic to get better tips, but I just concentrate on service. I'm a friendly guy, but like, no, I'm not really into flirting, but I was definitely flirting with her.
But in this situation, it's different, right?
Oh, okay.
Not into flirting, yeah, but you were here. Okay. All right.
I definitely was here, and I think her mom knew, and I mean, honestly, though, it worked. Like, we had a lot in common. Tara and I hit it off. It wasn't awkward that her mom was there, which was kind of cool. And so I just asked her for a number.
Right in front of her mom.
Why not, right?
Yeah, okay. Good for you, player. I love that.
Mom's kicking her in the table saying, say yes, give it to him.
And she gave it to you?
Yeah, she gave it to me right there. Okay. She left it on the bill.
Nice.
It was great. So we ended up going out, and it went so well. Like, I took her out to dinner and drinks, and we just had a great time. She's absolutely gorgeous, and it was a date where it felt like the conversation was just flowing naturally. Nothing felt like stilted or awkward, and it felt organic, and we vibed. And it's one of those rare moments where, like, even after we were done talking, I was looking forward to seeing her again.
But
yeah, she ghosted me.
Aww.
Right after that, or did you guys talk for a little while, or what?
Well, we texted. We didn't really talk on the phone, but we were texting a lot, and I asked her out again, and
nothing.
I said, hey, do you want to go out like this weekend? Like, we can make plans Friday or Saturday. And she just never texted me back. And
dude,
what's really kind of awkward is it felt like it came out of nowhere. Like, the minute I asked her if she wanted to go out again, I don't know, but she's just gone, and I'm kind of at a loss what happened so suddenly. It just feels really random.
I'm a story guy, and I love stories. I love to tell stories. I love to get experiences where there's a story to tell. And this is a go one.
I loved hearing that, seriously.
Yeah, it's a great story.
You should text back saying, hey, what's your mom doing this weekend? See, just see if she responds.
Hey, listen, if you're not interested, maybe your mom is. Well, let's call Tara and see if she'll talk to us, okay? Hang on a second.
Hello?
Tara, good morning. Is this Tara?
Yeah,
this just want to make sure. Hey, it's Brett Booker calling with Alex Franco and Audrey Allen, Mix 94.7, waiting by the phone. And what we do here is we try to help out people that feel like they have had a great date with somebody only to get ghosted. And I'm going to tell you everything up front because I don't want you to feel like you're being blindsided or whatever. But Justin is on the phone and he's the reason we're calling you because he said that you met while you were at dinner with your mom. And I don't know, there was just like this really good chemistry and you guys ended up going out on a date. He just was talking all sorts of nice stuff about you and felt like he had a really, really good date with you. And then he's really confused as to why he's not hearing back from you because he'd like to take you out for another date. Do you mind talking to us? He is on the phone and he can hear everything you're saying, so we're just going to mediate this. If he did something wrong, no big deal. We'll work it out and move on. But if there's miscommunication, then we want to work that out.
After all that, no pressure.
Right, no pressure. Mm-hmm. What did you feel like? First of all, like when you met Justin for the first time, like what did you feel? Was this like a mom pushing you to go out with him thing, or were you into it?
Actually, like I really liked him. Like it was so weird that I met him with my mom, but like. He was so cute, and he was, like, really sweet with her. Uh-huh. And it was, like, kind of nice, like, getting that out of the way, weirdly, because it just, like, happened that way.
Him meeting
like,
your mom, you mean?
Meeting the parents. Yeah, because I'm really close with my mom, and so it was, like, kind of nice to just, like, that it happened mm-hmm. that way. She really liked him. She's, like, a little mad I ghosted him, actually.
Well, then why did you?
Well, so the date was really great. Like, it just felt perfect. And, like, the conversation leading up to it and that night, like, it was really easy and natural and, like, really great. So I had told my girlfriends about him because I was, like, reading about this new guy. And so one night I was busy, but they decided to, like, do recon and go to his restaurant and, like, check him out. So he had no idea who they were, but they asked to sit in his section and, like... they said that he was super flirty, like overly friendly, like really just over the top. And like, they're not dramatic and I really trust them. So I know they wouldn't say that if it hadn't happened. And it just like totally changed my feeling about him because like, if that's how he is with this random group of women, like maybe he's just like this with everybody, you know? And like, maybe me and my mom, he just does this to like every girl that comes in. And it totally changed my view of him because I thought what we had was special. And it seems like he just does that with everybody.
Justin, you heard what Tara had to say. Do you want to chime in here? What's up? Is this a move of yours? Are you not being honest with us?
Oh my God, my face is so red right now. Tara, hi, it's me.
Hi.
I don't know how to say this, so I'm just going to come out and tell you the truth, be honest. Tara, after our date, I stalked your Instagram, and that's really hard to admit, but I absolutely noticed, I recognized your friends when they walked in. I knew exactly who they were because you'd like just posted about them. So I knew that table was your friends, and I was trying to give them the best service to impress them because I was like, I think they're coming here to like check me out. I don't know. So they would tell you nice things about me. This is so embarrassing.
To be clear here, Justin, you weren't flirting with them?
No, I was not flirting with them. I was just trying to give them a good impression so they would come back and give you a good report, Tara. Listen, like,
I didn't see this.
I
mean, damn,
this is
bro.
Cute.
That's actually really sweet that you did that.
I think there are probably some people listening right now, some naysayers that are probably like, yeah, right.
That's what I was saying until I heard that. I mean, it's hard to argue that.
You can tell they both like each other,
yeah.
though.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to dating, Tara, like, I don't flirt around. Like, you're the only girl that I have eyes on.
Woo! Tara, you're in on this. Are we going to give Justin another shot here? Are we going to respond to his messages? Are we going to try to set up date two for maybe this weekend?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I assumed the worst. I was just, I don't know, it seemed too good to be true. And so I just kind of like freaked out. But I promise I won't ghost you again.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.